Even after over 3.5 years, I have not been able to show love to a founder in Kansas. We've been to Kansas City a few times, but not the state of Kansas. And we're traveling there today to sit down with Crystal Webster. Thank you so much for taking the time to join That Entrepreneur Show.
I am so excited to be here and excited that I get to be number one in Kansas.
Number one, and a little motivation for all you cold networkers out there. I utilize LinkedIn quite a bit. I search founders and I come across pages in certain states and I segment that. And then I look into profiles and then do my due diligence. And that's what brought me on to Crystal today. She's very accomplished. She has a lot of stories to share on this up and down roller coaster of entrepreneurship. Crystal, I think we should dive right into it. What brought you here today? Became an entrepreneur way back when? Let's hear about it.
Well, what brought me here today was our LinkedIn conversation. And I got to say, I was a little bit leery. I'm always leery of like, who's reaching out. So I did my due diligence as well. And I was like, no, he's not a bot. We're good.
Well, no, a little tip for you too. I get, because you get 1,000 bots messages a week. If you put your middle initial after your first name, you can see which messages have been auto sent by some kind of bot. It'd say, hello, Vincent A. Hello, Vincent A. But if it says, hello, Vincent, I realized that someone took the time to find my LinkedIn and message me on LinkedIn.
Smart. Look at you. Mind blown. Learn something new every day. I love it. I love it.
That's part of the show. We always teach each other something new. But I want you to teach me things about your journey. Why'd you become an entrepreneur?
Because I had to be. I've always been an entrepreneur. I mean, I'm sure you hear this a million times. In grade school, I would make friendship bracelets and sell them to people. Like, I've always, always been an entrepreneur. And I've had a few different businesses along the way. And this is the one that really called to my heart and pulls on all my heartstrings and fills my cup. And so that's how I got here today.
Well, what led to the transition from the last company that you had started to this one? Let's walk our audience through that process.
Okay. Well, we probably should go back to college. I started college as a theater major. I was going to go into technical musical theater.
Okay.
As like a stage manager, you know, doing the lights and the sound and all that stuff. And then about halfway through college, I realized I probably wasn't going to get a job. So I decided I would become an accountant. I thought, you know what, let's go from musical theater to tax accounting. So I have a degree in tax accounting, because that makes sense. Had a job as a tax accountant for a few years, realized that I am not a very good sit behind a desk all day crunching numbers kind of person. And so I went into residential real estate. So I actually sold houses, which is very cutthroat.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, like, a lot of the things you hear are true. But it fit very nicely with both my personality and the fact that I loved numbers. And I still love numbers. Like, there was a really good mesh there. And I did that for a decade or so. Loved it. Loved a lot about it. And also, it was just kind of what I did to make money and fill the time. You know, it wasn't really a passion. It was a job. It was a career. It was a job, but it wasn't my passion. And then Sharing Solace hit me like a bolt of lightning. There's really no other way to say it. And I immediately had to basically drop everything else because it was so overpowering. I dropped everything and went 150% into Sharing Solace.
I love that. And sometimes we have to weather a few storms to arrive at our destination. And it seems like this, as you said, fell in your lap, but you're happy. I'm seeing you through the screen. It's putting a smile on your face. What are some things we should know about your company for everyone out here tuning in who has not heard of you yet?
Which is probably everyone tuning in.
You never know.
You never know. That's very true. Sharing Solace is really, so I say, our mission is to help grievers grieve and lovers love their griever. We do that through technology, elevated, pass-alongable gifts that are wrapped in a community of strength and support. And that either really interests you or you're like, I'm out. Either I don't get it, I'm not interested. And then, we can walk away. And that's cool too. But really, it's all about helping those that are going through a really tough time understand they're not alone and have not only something tangible to touch, but also a way to feel connected when they feel completely disconnected.
I think that I unknowingly stumbled upon a potential mental health break guest as well on my mental health podcast. I didn't know that this is where this was going to be going. Now, you mentioned that it was from theater to accounting, and now you end up in the mental health space a bit. I have a finance degree and I'm in the mental health space as well. What is your favorite part about being in this space? I'm sure it is very fulfilling for you to make a difference in the lives that you're making, especially because this company just seemed like you're calling. Please walk us through that.
The thing that I find most fulfilling, I think, is definitely the stories that I get to hear. I get the privilege and honor of hearing. People don't talk about the yucky stuff in life because nobody wants to hear it. If it's not rainbows and puppy dogs and butterflies or Instagram worthy, nobody wants to hear about it.
Right.
And I love, there's nothing more fulfilling to me. And maybe this sounds a little masochistic, but there's nothing more fulfilling to me than to need to hand someone a tissue and give them a hug. And I hear some stories that haven't been told in decades. And I get to speak names of people that may have never been spoken out loud before. And I just find so much strength in that, especially in kind of my niche and my personal story. There's such a stigma around it. And so to be able to allow other people to say the hard things out loud and to just let them be hard is so meaningful to me.
While we're talking about all this, where can we find it online for everyone out here who this may be resonating with? Where can we find the website?
SharingSolace.com.
SharingSolace.com. Everyone, be sure to pause the episode, go take a look at that website. What are some services that you do provide on this website? We have the gist of it now. We know all about it. What are some services we can look into to acquire from you?
So we have both products and services. So
Awesome.
our product is really what was the catalyst of all of this. And so what our flagship piece is it's a necklace or a keychain. They work the exact same way. And the idea is that it's given to you during that super heavy, debilitating grief. And you keep it near your heart as long as it brings you comfort. And at some point, because of the nature of grief, it's not going to do that anymore. It's not going to bring you that same amount of comfort that it once did. And when that happens, it symbolizes you're ready to kind of release the all-consuming,
Like
the
that.
acute grief. And so that's when you take out the middle token, put the middle token into a new locket, and you pay that new locket forward on to somebody else you know as they move along their own grief journey. It's a way to like know you have strength and then pass along the support. And then the backside of those middle tokens that you pass along actually have a unique identifier that allow you to register it on our website. So you can actually follow it as it moves from person to person and share
That's
your
pretty
own
unique.
unique story.
That is certainly incredible. So you can, I'm hearing the show notes, how to pass along support on someone's grief journey, on someone's journey. You're out here making a huge difference. Now let's hear about the services.
Speaking, I'm almost 14 years into my grieving journey and my own story. So I think it is my duty and privilege to help others that are less farther along, whatever that, you know what I'm saying, that are newer to the journey, help them make it maybe just a little bit less rocky.
Right.
make their terrain just a little bit less rocky. So I do speaking, I do one-on-one. I don't call it coaching. It is Sherpa-ing.
Fair
I
enough.
Sherpa other people's in their grief journey. Because I'm just maybe a little bit further along in the process. Like I'm no grief guru. I just have had more time to throw spaghetti at the wall and see if it works and read the books and talk to the experts and do all the things. And if I can help shorten your super intense, acute, all-consuming grief, even by milliseconds, that makes me feel like I've done my job. So, you know, I teach what I preach, and I help others through the process. And I'm actually working on a new, I hate to call it a program, an experience to
Okay, I
help
like
you
that.
kind of, you know, again, work through your feelings. It's actually called Feel Your Bleeping Feelings.
Well, kudos to you and all this great work you're doing. I think it's absolutely incredible to be so dedicated and so fulfilled at the same time to helping other people's lives improve. Before I ask for your contact info one more time, throughout history here, Crystal, which entrepreneur would you choose to sit down with to have a conversation? Can be dead or alive.
Oh, that's a really good question.
It's something I've tried to ask every guest, even as the there used to be a talking points and a script and for everything. Now it's kind of more organic. But this is something I try to ask because it allows the listeners to really get to know each guest I bring on.
Well, I can think of a couple, but honestly, if I'm being, I want to talk to anyone that is passionate about what they do.
Amen.
I don't care if you're a brain surgeon or a window washer, or it doesn't matter. If you are passionate about it, I love to hear your passion and what makes you so passionate about it.
All right, well, we're delving deeper now. Since you didn't give me an exact person, I can't say pick a location for that person. So where would this meeting go down if you had the choice of location or type of location to really delve into the brain of your entrepreneur of choice?
On a beach with a cocktail that has an umbrella in it. I find I have the best conversations around just, you know, not at the boardroom, not
Right.
in a coffee shop, just in the line at the grocery store, or you know, just completely random places. So, I mean, if I get to pick anywhere in the world, it's going to be sunny in a swimsuit
Hey.
by some sort of water.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join that entrepreneur show, becoming Kansas's number one guest on the show. One more time, where can we find you online? Say hello, purchase some products and services.
Well, the easiest place is sharingsolace.com. And also, if you just Google Sharing Solace, we're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all the places. But the best place to get everything is sharingsolace.com.
I appreciate that. Thank you for sharing, everyone. Be sure to go check out her content. We are at The Entrepreneur Show on all social media. I am at Vincent A. Lancey on all social media. And be sure to check out the YouTube channel as well. And with that, we are signing off here from Kansas to Tampa Bay. Thank you so much, Crystal.
Thank you.